Today, for the inspiration, I will read the scripture in John chapter 20, and starting in verse 24. John chapter 20, verse 24. Jesus had just risen from the dead, and he had made his first appearance to Mary, and then he had made his appearance to the disciples, but Thomas had not been with them. Sometimes we hear of Thomas being called Doubting Thomas, and he did doubt here, but there's some other things I want to bring out as well, and just a blessed example that we have here. So let's start reading in verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. So Thomas, it seems, was very open. He openly expressed his doubt, but I believe that he wanted to believe whatever was true. He wasn't just going to blindly believe. It took something to help him to believe, but when he saw the evidence, he immediately was ready to believe. So it is good for us, when we doubt, to be honest with that. When we're unsure, when we can't see it, just be honest. Just express yourself. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord your doubts, your disbeliefs, your fears. But keep your heart in the place that you want to believe whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever God would show to you. You're ready to believe, but you won't just believe blindly without any evidence. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Faith doesn't always require evidence. Faith doesn't require proof. But the scriptures do have much evidence. And God shows himself with evidence very much all the time. So when you doubt, don't act like everything's okay and like you do believe, but you're doubting. Just be honest. Be honest, like Thomas. Maybe we should call Thomas Honest Thomas rather than Doubting Thomas. Because as soon as he did see Jesus, he believed immediately. He said, My Lord and my God. He was astounded. He was positively affected immediately. And it is so beautiful how Jesus just met Thomas where he was. And he will do that for us too. He'll meet us where we're at. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. We can all, each one of us, wherever we are, however low, just come to him as you are. And he will meet you and take you in the way of righteousness. God is not a performance. I'm not sure how to say this. God is much more impressed by needs than he is by performance. Jesus came to save sinners, to seek and save sinners. He didn't come for the righteous. He came for the sinners. So we should recognize that God is merciful. God is pitiful. He pities us. He knows our needs. He knows our needs much better than we do. So why are we so slow in bringing them to him? He's not asking us to fix up our life before we come to him. He's asking us to come to him, and he will fix up our life. Well, let's take the example of Thomas in being honest and in seeking for evidence and guidance. And immediately when God shows himself, when God reveals the truth, immediately we are ready to believe and to proclaim him as Lord and God. Oh, may God have his way in my life today and in your life. Let's serve him with all that we have.